Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the chocolate stud, Rich Stamboli.
I think you may have used that one already.
Chocolate stud? I don't know if I have.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you it was a variation of chocolate something. What's going on, guys? How you doing? What's up, Andrew? I'm ready to talk all things professional wrestling.
We got multiple cameras back in the studio. We got a camera one, we got camera two, and we got this
camera
one.
Three.
We got this doozy.
Can
of
we
a
do
shot.
This?
Oh my God! We become
my,
one.
My tiny hand. Get more.
Oh my God!
I like that. It's funny.
It's something out of a.
All right.
A Stephen King novel.
Let's do it. No more. No potato stories this
no,
week.
No potato stories this week. A lot of wrestling this week.
Yeah.
We had the debut of NXT on the USA Network last night. Did you watch the entire thing?
I watched the whole thing. I also switched, and we had a lot of issues with this because I was, did you watch last night?
Okay. So I was watching, I was really late coming back.
Okay.
I was watching on my phone in the city.
Okay.
And then I was watching and then I had like a little bit of downtime, like when I couldn't watch on the train, and I watched at the bar on like when I came back to Bayside.
Okay. So, I watched on the network, tweeting all night. Thank you guys for tweeting and all that stuff. It was great. And then as soon as NXT ended, you know, with the Roddy getting the title, and you see like the Undisputed Era.
Were you able to go to the network? Because everybody said.
So here's what happened. Nothing.
Nothing.
Go to the network. Sign in. I know my credentials. Signed in again. Nothing. Reset my password. Nothing.
What was it doing when you tried to get to the network? It was just a dead page.
It just kept repeating the page. And I tweeted it out, and a million people got back to us saying, like, I thought it was just me.
Okay.
So apparently, the Undisputed Era broke the network. But 10 minutes later, I was able to log in. I watched the rest of NXT, got to see that awesome Oney Lorcan, Leo Rush match, the street fight with, you know, like, the pull apart. It was like the whole, like, the 2-hour live episode of NXT was top to bottom, pretty fantastic. My question is, why, and not, it's not a knock on these dudes, but why would you. On network television in an 8 o'clock time slot, why would you throw in Sean Maluta versus like Kazarni, basically?
Oh yeah, yeah. What you know? What was that?
Yeah, I thought I would have thought that they would have been like first time on USA. What ladies match was fantastic. Io Shirai's new entrance, awesome. Candice LeRae winning, awesome. Bianca Belair's getting better. Mia Yim's great, great match. Second match, Sean Maluta versus what's his name? Johnny Gibson.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
Again, not a knock on these guys, but I feel like that match should have been Oney Lorcan, Leo Rush.
They're going to get the hang of how they're going to be doing the schedule, like for the timing and stuff. Overall, I want to give my opinion of the presentation, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
I thought the cameras, like the angling and everything, the shots look really good.
Yes.
I mean, they always look good. I want to say they tried a couple different things. The set was a little bit different. The crowd, for only being a couple hundred people, looked really full.
They were loud, too.
And they were loud. But that is going to have to change. When you're going up against AEW and they're in a 10,000, 8,000, 5,000 person building, and they're able to kind of make it look larger than life, it's going to look real Bush League. When you have a couple hundred people and you're in the same building every week.
But do you really think so? So I got...
I do.
So today, before I came here, I saw like a buddy of mine, and he's never watched NXT before, right? And he was like, yo... And he has the network. You know, he just doesn't have time to do it. He was like, yo, this is awesome. I'm like, yo, you missed out on like so many years of good stuff. But
it was the first time he's ever seen it.
Yeah, and I think that's the hook right there. And this is like the 2 weeks being able to do... A live show on USA 2 weeks before AEW is a good move, regardless of how small the crowd is.
Oh,
I think people are just super interested. And also, I can't believe there was an AEW commercial during
major markets.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran I think it was New York, Philly, Boston, Florida.
Yeah.
Couple other markets.
Yeah.
That was balls.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that they didn't get that commercial.
Yeah. It depended on the market you were in. It was a local market. That used to happen with WCW. WCW used to do that on Raw when they first debuted. They would have WCW commercials, and you would have the opposite. During WCW, you would have Raw commercials.
Right, right.
So what did you think? I thought it was pretty cool to see that.
I thought it was fun, and I also thought, like, if this is the first time you're tuning into NXT, I feel like that was probably very confusing because it almost made it seem like those people were going to debut on NXT at some point.
Yeah.
Right? Because they show it was just like a lot of profiles and not much in ring. Right. Yeah. And you see like Cody and Brandy and a few other people. So from, I feel like from an outsider's perspective, if this is the first time you're watching NXT, you're going to see that commercial and be like, oh, cool. Those guys are going to show up next week on NXT. Yeah, yeah. And then not realizing, you know, because people don't read.
I anticipate by March, they'll leave full sale.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're going to stay there past March.
Past March.
I'm going to say after WrestleMania, they'll start touring.
After WrestleMania. Yeah. They're going to have to. They're going to have to do something. It doesn't have to be every taping, guys. I think Full Sail should be their home. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember what happened to WWE with Raw and the Hammerstein Ballroom. That was the concept for Raw, to only be there for TV tapings. Mm-hmm. And their entire schedule was moved to be around that, to be places. So they would do that corridor, and then they would come back on Mondays and do tapings over there.
Are they going to continue live, NXT?
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think they would do live.
Good vibe.
Because you got to remember, if they're doing Full Sail mostly, the cost of doing live is not that much. All these guys live there anyway.
Exactly.
They're all in Florida. Yeah. That's where they train. That's where they wrestle. They do that little loop over there. They do some touring. I'm curious how this is going to impact their actual tour schedule. Like that main NXT roster
that
tour schedule.
Loop? Yeah.
Yeah. No, not the Florida loop. Like the actual touring schedule.
Okay.
I'm curious how that's going to be impacted by this. Why not just move it to Mondays and have it done on Monday? You're already traveling. You're already we saw them at the Hulu Theater, which Triple A ran. Yeah. Triple A ran there.
I was in the city on Saturday, and I walked past the Garden to catch a train, and I was like, oh yeah, that Triple A show's tonight. Oh, they moved it to the Garden. They moved it to the Hulu Theater.
Yeah.
You know, because they couldn't sell out the Garden. And I feel like there really wasn't. I heard it was a pretty decent show.
I thought, dude, they made that place look great.
Yeah.
Compared to when we saw NXT there, absolutely, that didn't look so hot. It was a cool venue, but it wasn't so hot.
Well, because NXT's bare bones.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of black and yellow.
Yeah.
But I heard the show was pretty good. I think there was a surprise, like Taya Valkyrie won. Like she came out and won something. She's like the knockouts champ.
Yeah, it was part with TNA, Impact. So it was a thing they did with them. So I thought it was a pretty good show. I thought the brawl at the end was pretty cool.
Fantastic.
That was a really awesome thing. Roddy getting that title. So Undisputed Era are being presented in this, you know, mega stable at this point over there, which is cool to see because you don't see that on the main roster.
Yeah.
Everybody holding the titles.
I think Triple H is such a fanboy that this is his horseman.
Of course, yeah. This is his crew.
You know, like these are his guys. It's funny, like, a lot of people were, like, taking a dump on it, saying, like, oh, typical WWE booking. I'm like, what? How? Like, they haven't done that in...
People are so negative for no reason.
When was the last faction that had all the belts? Evolution?
The last faction that had all the belts. That's a great question. You had... Evolution had the IC, the World, and Tag.
Right. Or was it the U.S., the World, and Tag?
U.S. didn't exist then.
Okay.
Or especially on Rotten Raw. So it was the IC. I think they had it. That's wild, huh?
Really nuts.
We don't see it too often.
You have Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong. What a great stable.
Yeah.
And what a great heel stable, right? And not only do you have them, well, they're heels, right?
Yeah. I don't know. So here's the thing.
They're the cool guys.
They're the cool guys. Yeah, right. They're cool.
But the real heels are the Imperium.
They are real heels, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Walter showing up with the Imperium, pretty dope.
Very cool.
Kushida showing up trying to take out Walter, also pretty
very
cool.
Very cool.
And you know what? How did you feel about Riddle versus Killian Dane as a main event?
I have to tell you, something's going on with Riddle. Something's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what. I'm getting a weird vibe from this thing.
In
with
what
him
way?
There. I feel like they're not so hot on him. I think they've cooled off on Matt Riddle a little bit. I'm just getting that vibe that when he debuted, I anticipated that we're going to do this big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That Matt Riddle's here,
mm-hmm.
and he has not been presented in a way that you would think. Oh, this guy's larger than life.
Do you think they're cooling off on him at all?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Well, not cooling off, but do you think they're saving him for like a special occasion?
I don't know. We'll see now with TV because they got 2 hours to fill, right?
Okay.
A lot of people did not know that it was split between a network and USA. Only like this for 2 weeks. It's not going to be like this every week. Mm-hmm. It had to do with Suits.
Effing Suits, man.
It had to do with them not being able to clear Suits to another day.
Yeah. So dumb.
Yeah.
I know people were complaining about that. Rightly so, too. I just think it's kind of cool to get people over to the network. I feel like they probably got a ton of new subscribers out of the deal. They got a ton of new viewers out of the deal. This makes it so accessible for people who just don't want to bother. You know what I mean? And we've talked about this on the show before about how, like, sometimes people are so lazy that if it's sometimes like things are two steps too much.
Okay.
Like, now I got to
switch. Yeah.
Now I got to switch over. Now I got to press another button. I don't want to do this. But now that it's going to be 2 hours on USA, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to tell you, Wednesdays are going to be very busy. Mm-hmm. Very busy. But I'm going to tell you something, though. A lot of people are anticipating this, like, channel war, right? Like, you're going back and forth, channel flipping.
Yeah.
People don't channel flip anymore.
Nah.
I don't watch USA on cable. I don't have cable.
Right. Yeah.
So I have YouTube TV in my living room, but I don't watch. Most of the time, I'm in bed when I'm watching wrestling.
Right.
So... Mm-hmm. I'm in bed watching. I'm very erotically. That's how I watch wrestling.
Oh, I think I shut the computer off.
Did you really? Okay. How'd you do that?
I don't know.
What were you trying to do?
I pressed this button over here. I'm very fidgety right now.
I don't. Just keep bashing it. See what I'm. Hold on. Let me look at it with my eyes.
Should I spill wine?
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful.
When I watch USA in my bedroom, I'm watching on their USA app.
Okay,
and I'm sending it from my phone with AirPlay to the with Google Chromecast to my TV.
Interesting.
I'm not going to be able to switch back and forth with TNT and that. I'm going to have to pick one and make that my primary focus,
or
unless I have multiple devices.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, that's what I would do because, like, I have cable, and I would put something on TV and then just take out my iPad and put it next to me.
Yeah,
and kind of just like. Do that thing and kind of go up and down. And if I really want to drive myself nuts, I'd play a video game while I'm watching both things at the same time. You know,
but
multitasking.
Like, but here's the thing: you kind of have to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if we're doing a show on a Thursday, you kind of have to watch both.
We got to watch everything.
Which this is going to be really screwy with SmackDown on Fridays.
Why?
Because we're not going to talk about SmackDown till a week after.
I'd rather talk about NXT and TNA.
You know what? Get out of here now.
Sorry. I'd rather talk about AEW and NXT than, like, SmackDown. Even though, obviously, like,
SmackDown's going to be good.
I think after the debut, we should do a Saturday show.
Okay.
You know? It's the same week. It's October 2nd, your AEW debut. October 4th, the SmackDown on the SmackDown on Fox. And then Saturday, we do our show. We talk about everything, all things professional wrestling.
Yeah, we could do that.
Great.
I'm going to probably do a watch-along on October 2nd. So I have a really busy day. It's the Microsoft Surface event that day.
Oh.
So I have to go to that.
Okay. Can I come with you?
You want to come?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give a free Surface.
Can I come with you and dress up?
How?
I don't know. Like, somehow. Either really nice or, like, in a costume.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You know? You want to be Paul Theroux?
Yeah, I'll be Paul Theroux.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
What's up, guys? I'm Paul Theroux.
Is that how he talks, right?
Exactly.
What's up, dudes?
Talks like Macho Man.
Yeah, exactly like Macho Man. I thought it was a good show. What do you think for the rating? I'm anticipating 1.6 million.
I'll agree with
1.06.
that.
1.06.
I'll agree. I'll go 1.1.
You're going 1.1?
The Price is Right when it comes to ratings.
Okay, I think that's a 1.1. Very fair number. I'm curious what the chat room thinks. Yeah. We're doing the show right now on a Thursday morning, 11:30 here on the East Coast. We're live every Thursday, sometimes Saturdays, sometimes Sundays.
Fridays.
I tend to do more shows than I should sometimes. We did a watch-along for the pay-per-view on Sunday, which was a lot of fun.
You did a watch-along?
I did.
I did a tweet-along.
You did. You know what, though? That worked out so well for
me. Oh, absolutely.
That was perfect. How you were tweeting. I was doing the watch-along. People were coming in and out. It was a lot of fun doing that. So we were live on Sunday. We're live today on Thursday. Next week, we'll do it again on Thursday. And then we'll try to figure out. We'll probably do a couple shows the next couple of weeks.
Who's this guy hashtagging in the chat
room? Okay. By the way, this is hysterical guy, the Dark OPZ. He goes, hashtag real talk, hashtag facts, hashtag truth. AEW will always and forever be NXT's B-I-T-C-H.
Can you hashtag in a YouTube chat? Does that,
no,
does
does
that
nothing.
Affect anything?
Does nothing.
Oh, man. Hashtag confused.
Does nothing. So let me just, I'll give an example. That guy is like the worst wrestling fan.
Dude, this guy?
Yeah, that guy is like the worst.
Is he a plant? Do you know him?
It's a plant. I planted him there.
Is it Deegan?
I put him there. Like, it's the concept Deegan. That, like, you have to pick one over the other.
That
makes
very
no
school,
sense
though.
To me.
But, you know, when I was in high school, that's how it was. Like,
that's how it was, WCW.
Junior high, high school, it was like, yo, you like Steve Austin or you like Steve Goldberg, bro? They were very confused.
They're all Steves?
They're all Steves. You like Steve Triple H? Yeah, I guess so, man.
They're all Steves. Steve McMahon?
Oh, I found an old... Oh, I should have worn it today, but I did wear a wrestling shirt today. I should have worn what I found yesterday. I found a Stunner Inc. Stone Cold shirt.
Oh, you should wear it.
Like, buried in the back of a closet.
By the way, I want to give a shout-out to our friends, Top Rope Nation Podcast. They sent me this awesome shirt. Really good design. I'm kind of jealous. I kind of want to rip them off. So I'm making it public. I'm going to steal this entire concept for the shirt and just make it into a Matt Man shirt.
It's not a very original concept.
It's not, but it's awesome. I really like it, though. It's awesome.
It's not. No offense to Top Rope Nation Podcast. It's a very simple shirt. I don't think if you say I'm going to steal a design, they're going to be like, oh, shit. It's like they're stealing.
I don't think they're going to have a problem with it. I just like the concept of the shirt.
I got to get a new Matt Man shirt. Mine is like, it's tethered. Like, it's like crumbled to bits. It's disintegrated.
Yeah. Give a shout out to Top Rope Nation Podcast, good friends of ours. They fund our Patreon. They're supporters. They watch the show every week. Actually, I talk to Ryan from there all the time. They're good guys.
Are your knockoff shirt say, I love this sport?
I love this port.
Can you have it spelled S-P-O-R-G-E?
Sport?
Sporge?
Sporge. I love the sport.
I love the sport.
That's what I'm going to do. Let's see where we are. Okay, so Raw. What did you think of Raw?
It was a lot of fun. People, you know, it was very interesting. A lot of folks had got it in themselves to tweet that it was one of the best Raws they've ever seen in a very long time.
And it was very low rated.
It was very low rated. I think it was a good follow-up to the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view is great. You want to run down the pay-per-view really quick?
Yeah. Let's
Why am I still calling it a pay-per-view?
I don't know. It's force of habit. I thought it was a decent Raw. I enjoyed it. There was nothing really wrong with it. I thought, first of all, the Maria Kanellis stuff was insane.
Huh.
That stuff has gotten really kooky.
How do you feel about that?
I hate it. To
Why?
Be honest.
Why?
Makes
you uncomfortable?
No, it's just, I don't know. It's so hokey.
Are you getting cucked by Deegan?
I'm getting cucked by Deegan.
Oh, no.
I thought Corey Graves calling him a beta cuck was hysterical.
Do you think that was his call?
Yeah. I don't think anybody in Gorilla knows what a beta cuck is.
What's he saying? Like a chicken? Like cluck cluck
cluck. He called him a beta cuck. Rusev.
He was so mad.
I mean, you know what though? This is Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Right. This whole thing, how you know Ricochet's the dad, but he's not, and then it's Rusev.
It's gonna be Raven.
It's gonna be Raven. Big
Raven return. My wife came home. She was like, when she came home, it was that segment. So she was watching it, and Ricochet came out. That bit was funny. You know, everybody's in the back. You see Heath Slater and all that, and Curt Hawkins. Everybody's reacting. And then all of a sudden, she's like, "Ah, the real dad is here," and it's Rusev. And my wife's like, "Why is he so angry?
Like,
there's no reason to be angry."
Rusev, no, right. He should be happy. He has a kid. They also said that Lana's backstage too, and they're like, "Well, I wonder what Lana thinks of this."
The rumor is that this is going to keep going with a new baby daddy each week.
Oh God!
Just for like humorous purposes.
Who's going to be the reveal?
Heath Slater's
the daddy
because he has
all the kids.
Yeah, he has all the kids. Yeah. I'd like it to be Titus.
Titus as the father. I would. They have a lot of explaining to do when that kid is like white when it comes out.
Well, you know.
You have some splaining to do.
I think the reveal obviously is good. The ultimate reveal is going to be that Mike is the real dad and she's just breaking his chops perpetually.
Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know where they go with this.
Think about this. This is a good way to get extra dudes on TV besides the 24/7 title. So you can do a segment every week where Maria's like, and the daddy is Curt Hawkins.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, what's up? And then, oh, the daddy is Heath Slater. And then he has a match. And
what
it's
if it's
good
Vince?
It's, oh, it's so
what
good.
If it's Hunter?
Ah, oh, even better.
What if it's Hornswoggle?
Ken Kennedy. Keep going.
Well, let's just do who's Vince's son again, all over again. Imagine if Kennedy ended up, they ended up sticking to their plan with that.
So great.
And it was Kennedy as Vince's son.
Me and my buddy Tony, we would watch wrestling together like when around the time Mr. Kennedy was around, and we call him Mr. Sodomy.
Mr. Sodomy.
It was, it's funny to say it twice.
Yeah.
Sodomy. Yeah. So anyway.
Were you a fan of his?
Oh, I loved him.
You did.
I loved him in TNA even more.
I can't believe people said he was the next Steve Austin.
Listen, man.
People honestly would think this man was the next Steve Austin.
He was a great talker. He was great in the ring. Big dude, great personality. His TNA run was pretty fantastic when he had the belt, man. And then I don't know what happened. He had a swagger to him.
I just think he just
seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. He just went into nowhere.
I do think that it's really good that Mike Kanellis has so much screen time now.
Yeah, tons of screen time. Yeah. Marie and Mike, I mean, they're getting their money's worth with that contract because they just re-signed a contract. The last time they signed a contract, he went to rehab or he was going through, I guess, detoxing, essentially.
She
immediately got pregnant. So they didn't really get a lot of use out of them. They re-signed them to a contract because they were terrified to let them go. I would have loved to see Mike Bennett back somewhere. Mike and Maria back somewhere.
Okay.
I think they could be utilized in a very different role. Him going to Impact, I believe, hurt him a little bit at that point.
All right. I think he's in a good place.
He's in a very good place now. So
he got out of the sinking ring of ownership.
Yeah.
You know, Maria is, say what you want about her, but she's fantastic on the mic.
It's amazing how long she's been around at this point, huh?
Absolutely.
I find that unbelievable.
It'd be great if Dark Ops had a great idea. It would be great if Becky was the daddy.
Becky's the father?
She's the man.
Let's see. So, Sheamus also, by the way, is scheduled to return soon. And Jason Jordan is likely done with wrestling.
That sucks.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It's a, like a
right at the beginning of his push.
Too hurt.
His neck is bad, and the Usos are coming. Are scheduled to return as well.
All right. You want to do? Want to quickly do the pay per view?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Drew Gulak beat Humberto Carrillo and Lince Dorado. 10-minute match. Fun match. Great opener.
Yeah, cool.
Another opener. Oddly enough, on the pre show, AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander. 5-minute match.
Okay.
Bobby Roode and Ziggler taking the tag belts off of Seth and Braun. I actually enjoyed this match.
More than I thought I would, right?
Same here.
Yeah, I thought it, because it was quick. How many minutes was it?
9:40.
Yeah, quick match, and I thought it got the job done. That was the opener
Boom.
For the pay-per-view. But I, you know what I would have liked to see? A little bit more heat at the end between Seth and Braun.
Okay.
Like, them, like, screaming at each other.
I'll take it. Yeah. Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. Bayley won, and then she ran away. And I remember you were like, "Why is she running?"
She ran away.
Honestly, I thought this match was quick. It was not as quick as this. 3:45.
Yeah, she ran away from her own personal demons.
Revival versus New Day. They beat the New Day for the belts. 10:15. Nice match. Nice
two title swaps right at this point.
Two title swaps at this point. I think Xavier's definitely like pushing himself to get up higher up the card, man.
Yeah, he worked really hard in that match.
Dude's looking good. Looking real good physically.
Yeah.
Moveset wise.
He's a stocky guy. He's not like a thin guy. He's a big dude.
I want to see Xavier Woods versus Kenny Omega.
But Xavier has to wear like the trunks, like underwear.
Why?
Not New Day gear. Mm. No?
A little faux pas
right there. I want him in that.
Alexa and Nikki beat Mandy and Sonya. I thought this was a fun match.
You know what happened at this point? Hmm. Nothing. They weren't bad matches.
You zoned out.
No. I was watching. Yeah. They weren't terrible. Like, they weren't bad matches. It was just, it got a little boring.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it got a little stale for me. Nothing was bad on the, especially just, I don't think this was a bad pay-per-view.
Okay.
It was fine. It was like a better Raw, as far as like matches go.
I agree.
Match
with that.
Quality.
At this point, I was mouth fucking a pizza. Is that what? So hungry. Like, we were walking around all day, and we ordered a pizza, and I was like, "Oof." So I kind of, it was like between the pizza made it better. Nakamura and Sammy versus The Miz. I really like this match a lot. I like that they're kind of bringing Nakamura out of his shell.
He came with a cape.
Oh, cape. Is
that was
so
cool.
Good. 9:35. Decent match. I'm glad that
he retained.
That he retained.
Which we did not anticipate that. We said that no. Miz was going to win that
because they were. They kept. This is the weird thing about WWE. Like everything has to be in their bubble, right? So instead of saying like the record held by Chris Jericho, they just kept saying he's close to tying the record.
Yeah.
Like this ambiguous record.
Yeah. God forbid you mention Chris Jericho now.
Exactly. Yeah. Sasha Banks beat Becky Lynch by disqualification. 20 minutes.
What did you think of the match?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I don't think it was anything to write home about, but I liked it.
It was a wonky ending, but fine. It continues it, and they'll probably do a Hell in a Cell.
I also do think Sasha has a little bit of ring rust.
A little bit?
For being away too long, you know?
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
Kofi beat Randy Orton 20 minutes, 50 seconds. This I feel like, was a very extremely solid match.
Yes. But this is where a lot of people got bored. Okay. And I kind of defend Randy Orton. I was a little bored with the show. Like, it wasn't super exciting. I defend Randy Orton when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you compare it to everything else that happens, he's so methodical and he's slow and every move means something and he takes his time and he moves around. It doesn't happen as much now in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So people may mistake that for boring. I thought it was a very solid match.
Okay.
I think Randy worked so hard to make Kofi look like $1 million.
He did make him look. He made him look like $1 million on Tuesday night also.
Yeah.
Eric Rowan beat Roman Reigns. No DQ match. 17 minutes. Really, really love that match.
So the big part of this match was Luke Harper as a return.
So good.
It's
two dudes in metal shirts.
So you missed what happened during a show.
What happened?
So a friend of mine that works there sent me a text in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
And I got very distracted. So MG Geek was helping me kind of like guide the show a little bit.
Wait, you got distracted?
I got distracted.
Oh, that never happens. But,
and he's like, everyone's like, are you okay? I'm like, hold on. I got a very important text right now. I kayfabe the shit out of this message.
Okay.
I was told the finishes to everything, right?
Really?
So I had asked early on Sunday morning to my friend what the story of Luke Harper is, because Dave Meltzer put out a report that most likely Luke Harper is sitting out his contract.
Interesting.
And that they're not going to use him and they don't plan on using him.
Did Meltzer kayfabe it?
So, no, I think he was really told this, but I think he was told they worked him when they said this.
Okay.
This is their new initiative, by the way, WWE's. They're putting out a lot of misinformation out there.
To see who's the mole?
A, to see who's the mole, and B, to kind of make everybody else's credibility kind of go out there. So if they're, like, reporting stories that are going to happen and doesn't happen.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
So what's the impetus? Like, all right, let's say you work behind the scenes, and you got to see the play-by-play matches, and they're like, listen, don't tell anybody, blah, 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 blah.
And you run and you tell someone.
And, like, what's the impetus to call up like a Dave Meltzer and say like, I got the scoop, you know?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Is he a friend of mine? Is he like, yeah, I'll give you $1,000.
I don't think so. You know? I think some people just do it because they admire him.
Yeah.
You know, they're readers. Like, why did this guy tell me what was happening? You almost did it. You almost spilled water.
There's nothing in there. So.
Like, why is this guy telling me? Because we're friends.
Right.
You know, that's why he's telling me.
I think if you're friends, it's one thing. But also, does he know you do a podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
Does he know you're going to ruin it for everybody?
No, he's... he sees, you know, everything, like, around, like, 2, 3 o'clock.
Okay. So, does he wear Google glasses so he can record everything?
Yeah. You know, I asked him, I'm like, what's the story with Luke Harper? He goes, he's coming back very soon. I said, like, tonight? And he just, like, gave me, like, an emoji. And he also told me about Bray at the end. He said, wait till the end. Bray's showing up.
I mean, you can, that's predictable. But
so,
sure.
Luke Harper shows up, and the chat is, like, asking. I'm like, it'd be crazy if Luke Harper came and interfered in the match and cost Roman, you know, the match.
And we're like, no.
Literally, like, 2 seconds before it happened. And then it happened. People lost their minds. But Harper's back. I think that's pretty cool that him and Rowan are together.
Yes.
I'm
glad they're not the Hammer Brothers again.
They're not the Hammer Brothers. They are just beating people up.
Metal shirt dudes.
Yeah, that's what shirt was he wearing this week?
Luke Harper was wearing a Modern Warfare shirt, which is awesome. It was my favorite band. And I think on Sunday, I want to say Rowan was wearing like a Tear shirt, which is another awesome band from the Faroe Islands.
Are these obscure shirts?
I don't know about that. I mean, like, if you're
like,
a metal
I don't
fan,
know anything about it.
I mean, if you're a metal fan, no. But I feel like for everybody else, they're like, what's that? What's that guy's deal? But it's cool that that's their gimmick. They're just wearing their shirts. They should just start wearing everybody else's shirt.
Hmm.
Like Eric Rowan shows up in like a Roman Reigns shirt.
That'd be hysterical.
His sleeves cut off.
All right. So I thought that was a fun ending.
Great match.
And it opened it up. It's
Roman's
still
awesome.
Continuing.
17:25, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rollins beat Braun, 11 minutes. Great match. I like the booking for this because they did it very Brock Lesnar style. Big moves.
Yeah.
And it took a lot. And you have, apart from Brock Lesnar, you haven't seen this in a very long time on the main roster where you have the one big dude who needs to take like six finishers to go down.
Yeah. So like I thought that was cool. I was a little bored with it until the end. The end really picked up. They did a great job at ending that with. How many curb stomps did he do?
I think altogether four and a pedigree.
He whipped out the pedigree. Mm. I mean, like the storytelling there, it's like, oh, man, he can't beat him. And he just like, he's like, I guess I'll just have to pedigree him to kind of like. It's interesting how his like power level isn't at Hunter's that he can't use that as a finisher.
Right.
It has to be like he hasn't mastered the art of the pedigree yet. You know what I mean? Like the concept
of that.
It's a good
pedigree, though.
It was like a pedigree.
I always cringe when Triple H used to put a big man in the pedigree because I'd always be like, oh, shit, he can't get his arms back. But Braun's a flexible big man. Oh, yeah. That big splash, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I would not want to be on the receiving end of that.
No. So he beats Braun Strowman with, like, 18 finishers.
Yeah.
He's up on the ramp, and all of a sudden, spooky lights go out, and here comes Bray to fondle him.
Yeah.
He just fondled him a little bit.
He did. He gold dusted him.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great way to sign off the pay-per-view. You kind of left that open. And then on Raw, he showed up, too.
He showed up. Kane showed up twice, kind of.
Well, yeah,
Glenn twice. Jacobs pins R-Truth, and then Kane shows up at the end.
Yeah.
I love a good Kane return.
I did, too. And it served its purpose. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's cool.
Brock Lesnar showed up on SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
Challenged Kofi for the first time since, I guess... 2004?
Uh-huh.
Right?
How awesome. Brock Lesnar bores me. It makes me sleepy. So, how cool would it be if Kofi retains over Brock?
I was thinking that's quite a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I love the comments of people saying like, oh, typical racist Fox and WWE nonsense. Here comes a white alpha male to come and beat the poor black guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was all over Twitter.
Well,
I mean,
you know, Fox has a reputation.
It's Fox TV. You know, it's not Fox News.
I mean, it's the guy that, you know, the guy that looks like a Nazi. So.
The guy does look like a Nazi, yeah. Super Nazi,
which is
perfect.
They're on Fox, so.
I mean, I'm like, it's not, it's Fox has nothing to do with this, and it's Fox TV. You know, they put The Simpsons on in Family Guy, which is pretty left-leaning.
You know what Fox stands for?
What?
The Fuhrer offers xenophobia.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So
I'm feeding into it.
October 2nd.
Yeah, October 4th.
October 4th, sorry. Mm-hmm. SmackDown on Fox. It's going to be a tremendous show.
Yeah.
That'll be, I think, his first match on SmackDown since 2004.
Yeah.
Which is tremendous.
15 years.
Yeah. That's a big move.
Would you call it a match? It's going to be 2 minutes, probably.
I don't know. Maybe he's actually going to go and have a match.
Now, does he destroy the New Day?
Oh, my God. Because
it's basically one versus three, right?
Is that what they're going to end up doing?
I feel like Xavier and Big E, storyline-wise, will do everything in their power to stop Brock Lesnar.
And Brock Lesnar just kills him?
He destroys him.
I'd like the Big E and Brock stare down. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool, but it'd also make Big E look...
Tiny?
Very tiny, yeah. But like, all right, so Thursday night, there was the 3-on-3 tag. Yeah, the New Day versus who I like to call the Dirty Uncles, Randy Orton and The Revival.
That's actually perfect.
And,
I love that.
And Randy is like, he's like a mountain god compared
to these guys,
man.
Yeah.
Like 6'5", 6'6". And even with Big E, like Big E, you see him, giant dude, but then next to Randy Orton, everybody looks so small. You know, I think same thing with Brock. Like next to Brock, if Brock stood up straight, everybody would look small. But Brock's very like he's like a wrestler, big hunched over guy. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with that. I would like to see him F5 everybody and then accidentally F5 Paul Heyman.
Do you think he's just going through the list? Mm-hmm. Do you think he's gonna win the title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keep him on TV for a little bit and then have him get beat by Roman.
Roman beats him again.
Mm-hmm. Or Daniel Bryan.
We have not seen that.
I mean, we
saw it, but it was kind of half-assed because Daniel Bryan just turned heel.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Bryan has been kind of missing in action.
Until last Tuesday, right?
Daniel Bryan.
Because he cut that promo on Rowan, and Rowan cut the promo on him, and Luke Harper came out, and then Roman Reigns came out. So SmackDown ended with Harper and Rowan
killing both of them,
destroying everybody, which is a great ending to SmackDown. Again, you haven't seen an ending like that in a while, where it's two giant dudes just kicking everybody's ass.
I'm gonna give you something right now.
Give it to me.
Do you know when the last Daniel Bryan match was? The last time he had a match?
Singles match.
Any match.
2.5 months ago.
It was the 25th of August.
So a month ago.
At a house show. Yeah, a month ago, yeah. He had a match a month ago. He has not been having matches.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at his schedule right now, he had a house show match against Kofi Kingston. He had another house show match
mm-hmm.
against Kofi and another one against Kofi 3 days in a row, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Before that, mm-hmm. Buddy Murphy beat him at SmackDown on the 20th.
Okay.
And then before that, he had a dark match, a tag team dark match on the 13th. He had another match on a tag team match. He has not had many singles matches. So before this last loop of singles matches that happened at the end of October, the last singles match he had was against Kofi Kingston. Was against Big E on 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
No singles matches again. No singles matches again. And then he had a singles match on 6-17.
Mm-hmm.
He has had a very limited singles match run this year. Very limited. Everything is tag.
You think he's just getting like real jacked up?
I don't know. I think they're just, I think they're playing it very safe with him.
Well, they need him. I think they need him as a face. And I've been saying this for months. They need Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns as faces going into SmackDown Live on Fox. Especially Daniel Bryan. I feel like he's gonna have a resurgence and sweep the nation again with the Yes Chant.
Yeah. Something's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Not to have a match, any match, for a month is rare.
CM Punk.
CM Punk's coming back. Is Fox. That confirmed?
Yep.
Confirmed.
100%. I have no idea.
I thought, you know, that was a cool thing. So I think this is going to lead to a tag match, obviously.
Yeah.
Roman and Daniel versus Harper and Rowan.
Either next week or at Hell in a Cell, which is, what, the second week of October?
Hell in a Cell is the second week in October.
Okay.
Let's see. Hell in a Cell 2019 is the 6th. Oh, it's right a couple days after the SmackDown debut.
Right.
2 days after.
Okay.
So, interesting. I'm very curious what they're going to do with this. Obviously, you're going to get Bray and Seth. They're saying you're possibly getting Chad Gable and Baron Corbin.
Great. How do you feel about King Corbin?
I knew that was happening, right? We all knew.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great match he had. Let's see where this goes.
Did you see the Randy Orton tweet fiasco?
Mm-mm.
Lance Storm tweeted out about how Baron Corbin, people give him poop, and that he's actually very good in the ring.
Okay.
Randy Orton followed up by saying he's one of the few guys that gets it. And then immediately the next day was like, I'm sorry, I was drunk when I tweeted that. No offense to everybody in the locker room. So I think that's just Randy being Randy.
Oh, that's
but
really funny.
It's also two guys who were like, yeah, Baron Corbin's not as bad as you think he is.
He's not that bad at all.
He's not. Baron Corbin is that in that weird position of where Roman used to be, where people used to yell, you can't wrestle.
Interesting.
Where the actual thing is Roman, like if you talk to any pro wrestler, they all say, yo, Roman is the best.
Yeah.
He's the smoothest in the ring. This guy's awesome. And his spatial awareness is completely ridiculous.
Listen, obviously they see something that most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the thing. I think Baron Corbin is more comparable to The Miz. I think I would compare him to The Miz because you got to remember the heat, that, like the negative heat.
Oh, yeah.
That Miz would get. Go home.
Go away heat. Yeah.
And now Baron Corbin, I have to tell you, I've been enjoying him a little bit more.
Mm hmm.
I don't know if it's like Stockholm Syndrome. I'm falling in love with my captor.
Is he your captor?
He's my captor. You know, but I at this point, like I was watching that Gable match. I'm like, not bad. And I said that
great
to
match.
Another match he had previously. I forgot who it was. Who was the other match he had with? And I was like, man, that's a really good match.
Was it Elias?
No, he didn't wrestle Elias. I forgot who it was. Whoever was on whoever was on that side of the King of the Ring. He's had like two solid matches. I do want to talk
about
Cedric.
It was Miz.
Was it Miz?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it was Miz.
I can't remember. But I want to talk about Cedric.
Yeah, please.
There's something. This is weird how they're doing this.
Uh-huh.
Cedric Alexander and AJ Styles. AJ killed him on the pay-per-view.
Yes.
Right? Murder. We didn't even talk about this.
Yeah.
It was a total squash. I mean, made him look like a fool. To the point that AJ did the pin. He did a Styles Clash on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Killed him. Went on the inside. Went for a pin. And pulled him up at two and a hair.
Right.
Two and a hair.
He like ragdolled him.
Yeah. Just pulled him up. And you're like, oh, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
AJ's such an ass heel. He's going to lose.
Right.
He had the opportunity to win, and he cost himself. That whole psychology is to protect the heel that's a lot stronger than the babyface, like the up-and-coming babyface. The heel's own stupidity and cockiness cost him the title.
No.
Nope. AJ just demolished him the entire match.
And then on Monday, he took a Styles Clash from the second rope.
Done.
So good.
Killed him again.
But I don't think that's going to hurt Alexander because they want to build him up. Raw needs a new babyface.
They killed him clean twice.
Doesn't matter. Raw needs a new babyface. And I think Cedric Alexander is contention.
But then why do that? I want to get the psychology behind it from you. Why take... I thought they were building him up really well. I'm like, this is cool. They're building him up. Just like how they were doing Buddy Murphy. They're building up the babyface. Yeah. Ali's going to have a nice little run. You got a couple new faces here. Okay. They take Cedric. They put him in that primetime match. Focusing with AJ Styles, AJ murdered him the first time. Why do that?
Long-term build, you want to see the babyface finally get over, and I think that's where it's leading. I think Cedric may take that U.S. title at some point, maybe in Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
Hell in a Cell, OC banned from ringside.
Why kill him on Monday?
Keep building him. Keep beating him down, so it makes the victory that much sweeter.
I think they just they took all the... But why a clean finish? You know what I mean? Like, you could beat him with a smog finish.
With a smush.
A smush?
Yeah.
Just sit on him? Why destroy him that quick each time?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a competitive match. Like, you want to build him. Okay, make it into a competitive match. Give them 15, 20 minutes. Have him go back and forth. And he comes this close to winning. Mm-hmm. He didn't even come any close.
Right. Yeah.
He wasn't even in the building.
I do think people love Cedric Alexander. He definitely does have that it factor. And apparently Paul Heyman is...
Loves him.
...pulling the strings on this a little bit, which is really cool. I think Paul Heyman needs to be with AJ and the OC. How do you feel? There was one thing
I wanted
to ask you.
How do you feel?
You feel okay?
How do you feel?
All right. Apart from the Baron Corbin thing, there was something else I wanted to ask you about. And it completely slipped my mind right now. But it was... It was tangential to the Cedric Alexander thing, and where he's arguably facing the best wrestler on the roster, right? In AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Doesn't AJ make you feel like he's the main part of the show?
AJ,
regardless of the U.S. title, that feels like the main belt.
Yeah, AJ's kind of in that John Cena position with the U.S. title. It's an important title. And they've elevated that title with him having it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the attempt was the same on the SmackDown side with Nakamura. But, you know, I think they did this all wrong. I think Nakamura should have beat AJ for the title at WrestleMania.
Yes.
That should have been his moment.
I agree with that.
And they didn't pull the trigger on it because it wouldn't have hurt AJ. AJ could have gotten that title again. I think Nakamura having that WWE championship would have been a big story.
It's weird that they didn't pull the trigger on that.
They got cold feet.
And they did the that's when he turned heel, right?
Did he turn heel that day? Yeah, he did. And then they had the rematch and he did it again.
Just nut shots for like 2 months?
Yeah, that's it. He would just kick him in the balls.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
By the way, get ready with your Q&As, guys.
So now that SmackDown's going to Fox, I also think that one of your newer feuds is going to end up being Sami Zayn and Nakamura.
When do they do that? Because I would like that.
I would say within the next month.
Nakamura goes face
because that's a good face right there. And plus, like, imagine not even the ratings, but for fans, like, imagine a Nakamura, Daniel Bryan, and Roman trio match versus somebody.
Listen, Nakamura has to have a better caliber match at this point.
Yeah.
He's having just basic.
Well, him and Sammy would knock it out of the park.
Yeah, they
you know.
Listen, that NXT match was unbelievable.
Nakamura versus Walter.
I would love to see that.
Walter is everybody.
Do you think if he hits him in the nuts, it hurts him?
No. Walter's nuts are made of steel.
Just
every time you hit it.
Yeah.
You can't hurt me.
Do you have to get out of here?
No, I got some time.
You sure?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes.
I thought you got a thing to do.
I do. I have a hard out, but I got a hard out at 12.
Emphasis on hard.
On hard.
Yeah.
But I could push it to like 12:10.
What time's your train?
12:48.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got some time.
Let's
do questions while we're waiting.
Guys.
Guys, in the chat.
What happened to the plan of making a cruiserweight tag team championship? I don't think that was ever in the plans.
That was never in the plans.
Yeah, that was never in the plans.
That is not nonsense internet rumors from ringside.
Never in the plans.
Yeah, that was not a... they don't have enough guys.
No.
They barely have the cruiserweight title. That cruiserweight title, by the way, the cruiserweights are getting absorbed within NXT, which
they
is
saw
nice.
That yesterday.
We saw it happen yesterday, which is very cool.
Yeah.
I think that's the right placement for them, and they could just hop between brands.
A lot of those guys could be floaters, too, like Kushida. Like, Kushida could do, like, NXT and then kind of do, like, a cruiserweight thing. But I also do, like, the fact that Kushida's feud is going to be with Walter now.
I think that's hysterical.
How great is that?
I have to get on the Potato Express. That's what I need to get on.
Woo-hoo!
People cannot believe that potato story. I had, you know who came up to me? Finch.
Oh, yeah?
She came up to me yesterday. First thing she says is that story true? I said, what? I had no idea. She goes, you ate a potato from a stranger. I said, yeah, but he was, like, he was a Persian guy.
It makes it okay.
I think
that makes it okay.
That's what they do. That's what they're known for. Persian dudes just hand potatoes out to people.
Next time you see Finch, tell her I want some of her donuts because I see she's been making a lot of donuts.
She made me an apple cake.
Yeah?
Rich, I hate apple cake. I hate apples on pastry. I'm like,
really?
Cake? I hate it. I hate fruit on cake.
You're an
human. Except raspberries. I love raspberries.
Interesting.
I like strawberries too. I hate apple anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't like apple pie. Don't like apple pie. Too much. Too sweet.
Wow.
This was by far the greatest thing I've ever ate. Yeah. Unbelievable.
She's been posting a lot of stuff about her sweets.
I told her, we need to make this into a business.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make this into a business because there's so much. She's unbelievable.
Let's do a podcast about it.
About her sweets.
more questions, guys. Yeah. Hit us up with more questions. Don't make it the same question 45 times.
Yeah.
Just give us.
NXT versus SmackDown Live versus Raw at Survivor Series. That would be the moment to do it.
Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Versus, you're going to have the Viking Raiders in there and Ricochet and one other dude, right?
What would you do? Undisputed Era, right? You do 4-on-4-on-4?
If I had to have...
Yeah, War Games. Here you go. War Games.
If I had to have a wet dream of a match, Undisputed Era.
Okay.
OC with Finn.
OC with Finn.
Reunited Wyatt Family. No. Strowman, Fiend, Harper, Rowan.
Strowman, Fiend,
Harper, and Rowan.
And Rowan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like the Undisputed Era would get overshadowed by all the giant people in that
room. Too many big dudes. rumors WWE making NXT Asia, NXT Japan. They were going to do this months ago. They were talking to Noah, and Steve Corino was the middleman.
Yeah, Noah Johnson.
They were talking to Noah Johnson. and they kind of got... They were actually considering acquiring Noah. It was a whole thing, and they just used WWE as leverage to get bought by another company. So I don't know what the possibility is. I don't think they're looking at it because guys are not as accessible as they were.
Yeah.
They were really looking to have a lot of these guys that were under, you know, their contracts were loosening up to lead that. There's no reason to do it now.
Here's a good question from Shin. Shin Sadas, I love you. What kind of king will Corbin be? Steve Austin or Billy Gunn? That's a good question. I think only because, A, Corbin is an interesting guy because they're giving him a lot of accolades that aren't titles.
I'm going with Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be a King Kong Bundy.
But also, Gable destroyed his royal stuff. So does he come out on Monday with like a bunch of new shit? Or is over?
Oh, maybe they want. No, I think he needs to come out as King Corbin.
So he gets like new stuff, like a new scepter, like a new hat.
Yeah, why not? He should. He should rock that for like a year. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When I say Bundy, do you think Ted? Do you think Al? Or do you think King Kong?
Al Bundy.
You think Al?
Immediately Al Bundy, and then Ted Bundy, the serial killer.
Okay.
And then King Kong Bundy.
I go in the other order. I think Ted, I think Al, then King Kong.
You think about the serial killer a lot?
Yeah, a lot, all the time.
I hear, do you watch American Horror Story?
No.
So apparently in this season of American Horror Story, they're adding Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, as one of the characters.
Really?
Yeah. And
as a supernatural guy or like
fans,
a real
as him, and fans are swooning over him because he's good looking. The actor's good looking. Who's playing Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker? You know, the guy with the pentagram on his hand.
Isn't America? Yeah, yeah, I know. Isn't the whole thing about him like? Isn't the whole thing about American Horror Story that it's like
supernatural?
Supernatural, yeah. What kind of powers is he gonna have?
I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna have. Maybe he's just a murderer.
Maybe he just floats away.
He's a murderer.
Let's see.
Will Baron use the King theme more often? If I don't know what that means, and I can't read. Let's see what else we got. Who are the participants in the Mae Young Classic 3? That's not going to happen. What's your take on Sasha and Bliss this week? Sasha has been accused of not protecting others in the ring before, question mark.
Who's writing this?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, like, I haven't heard anything about that stuff. But, you know, the only time that happened to Sasha is when that unfortunate accident with Paige happened. And listen, yeah, accidents happen, man. You know, God forbid. Like, you know, we live in such a weird age where people, like, really, really analyze everything. God forbid that Owen Hart, Steve Austin thing happened now where he dropped him on his head. Like, the outcry.
Oh, yeah.
And the cancel culture would have canceled Owen Hart immediately.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening in this chat. This dude is like Ambrose Traitorous Law in one piece. I gotta read this. This guy's losing it.
People are still
in
excited.
Other news, Sabo dead. Who's Sabo?
Sabu?
Sabu's not dead.
No, look it up. Oh my god, is Sabu dead?
Bliss accused
Or Snake Sabo. Like Snake Sabo? Like the guitarist from
I can't. There's too much happening in this chat right now.
I think people are so excited to see us right now that they just can't type.
He's writing
stuff. Ah, I just gotta ask these guys questions.
Yeah.
Guys, ask us. Good, well-written questions, please.
And then I got to get out of here. I got to go to the city.
Views on the guy reaching for Sasha during Clash. I think that guy was just a dope. You know what I'm talking
about,
right?
Yeah, so I saw it yesterday. So this guy was going to, like, pat her.
He was trying to record himself. So
doing
he was
it.
Just like a dummy. And he missed.
But he was, like, really close to her ass. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. I don't think he was purposely, you know, doing that.
He grazed her ass.
I'm going to give him, like, the benefit of the doubt. I think he was just going to, like, because you do that to wrestlers all the time.
Right. I think he went, here's what happened.
I touch their butts constantly. Only the guys, though. That's
I'm not defending this dude, but as soon as I saw that, it looked to me like, you know when you hug one of your female friends?
Okay.
Right? So I'm a tall guy.
Yeah.
Right? Generally, when I hug people, I hug them at the waist or at the small of their back, right? I'm like, ha ha ha, right?
Yeah.
On occasion, let's say somebody gets on their tiptoes as you go for the hug and you accidentally grab their butt. You apologize. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Or you accidentally grab boob. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know.
I just go, whoa. I see something like that.
I do think, like,
this guy didn't know what he was doing.
This dude did not know what he was doing and was just a dummy on his phone trying to record himself touch a wrestler. And he may have aimed for her arm and then just grazed her butt. And then she put her hand on a thing, and he also did, like, one of these. Just loose, weird touches to people. I think Roman.
Whoopsie.
I think the Shield probably got it way worse than that, but people never talk about that.
Yeah.
And I think Roman, in one interview, did say somebody put their finger in his butt.
No.
Yeah. Like, one of those guys were like, yo, that's why. It was a couple of years ago, and I want to say they were coming down without security, right? And somebody was just like, grab ass and all the way down. And he was like, after that day, we just got security. Like, people. And remember that? Like, that was like a very stark contrast where they used to come out, just the three of them. And then at some point, they just came out with security next to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess they got too big.
Yeah, people
what's your opinion
butts.
On the NXT UK champion? The WWE UK, UK European champion? What?
I don't know what's happening, man.
What's happening, dude? It's the WWE UK championship. I think it's pretty cool. They got to figure out what they're doing with that brand, though.
Devon Erics used to get molested on the way to the ring. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, that is true.
They were good-looking dudes, man. The ladies are grabbing them schmeckles.
Should NXT do a trio? No more titles.
Zero.
I don't want any more titles. Are you okay if Triple H brings back Halloween Havoc as a takeover? I would love that.
No, I wouldn't be okay.
You don't like Halloween Havoc?
No, I love Halloween
Havoc. I love Halloween Havoc.
Out of all the pay-per-views, though, like, you don't need the spooky one. We already have Hell in a Cell.
If they were to bring back a pay-per-view, one pay-per-view, what would you pick?
Backlash. With the hooks, though.
With the hooks?
Or Judgment Day.
From 2002.
Yeah. I liked Backlash.
Armageddon.
Backlash, Judgment Day, and No Way Out. I used to love No Way Out.
No Way Out. Backlash. What were the old names? They had Backlash, Armageddon, Judgment Day.
No Way Out.
No Way Out.
There was a lot of like very
doom and gloom
dystopian. I like that. I miss that. I want that. Yeah. Hell in a Cell and Clash of Champions. Yeah.
Touching Butts. That was a good one.
Touching Butts is a great
one. That's the one that The Undertaker and Stone Cold Steve Austin just touch butts.
I'm touching your butt.
I'm touching your butt. No Mercy.
No Mercy.
Another
is
one.
Going, yeah.
Another one was No Mercy. I kind of like that they've changed the names, but like I hate Fastlane.
Yeah.
You know?
Road to Fastlane.
Yeah. Everything is a road to something.
So like you keep the big four. And then I think you have carte blanche to do whatever you want with the rest. But again, like, didn't we have, like, a road thing? Like, road rules or something like that?
Oh, the Rage. Rage in a Cage. No, they Roadblock.
Roadblock, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
Roadblock.
Roadblock, stupid. Fastlane, never like Fastlane. Because it's all, like, Road to WrestleMania related. It's dumb.
Yeah.
But
Touch Thursday is still a thing.
Yeah, No Mercy, that would be awesome.
If I could bring one, how about a WCW one?
Bash at the Beach.
Bash at the Beach.
Yeah.
I would want to do they almost did it. They almost did it.
Well, Starrcade is doing the 1 hour special again on the network.
Yeah.
And I like Starrcade.
And they wrote Starcast on the on the description. They Suncast. Actually wrote Starcast.
King of the Road. There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot that they could do.
Yeah, Armageddon would be friggin' awesome.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount that they could do. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Are we done?
That's it.
Are we finished?
That's it.
You sure?
Hogwild. There you go. MG Geeks is Hogwild.
Oh,
Sturgis,
God,
baby.
Sturgis.
Who's a bike guy on the roster right now? Who could you see on a motorcycle? Baron Corbin?
Baron Corbin could do motorcycle. Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I feel like Bobby Lashley rides motorcycles around.
Velveteen Dream?
Oh, my God. Give him the motorcycle from Purple Rain, please.
Yes. I want Velveteen Dream to be a biker. Mm-hmm. I want there to be a really bizarre biker gang with Velveteen Dream,
uh-huh.
Elias, Mandy Rose, she rides a bike too, and I need another guy. Give me another guy.
Rhea Ripley,
yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Where's Eric Young?
Oh, where is Eric Young? I don't know.
Because they kind of disbanded Sanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Killian Dane's on NXT, Nikki's with Alexa.
Yeah.
The other dude's in the Imperium.
Interesting.
So the last Dirt Man, Eric Young, is like gone.
And he sounds like this, dude, dude, dude.
Well, he's had a lot of unfortunate surgeries on his throat.
Yeah.
That's why he sounds like that.
All right, guys. Eric Young is producing now.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Remember, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe here on YouTube. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. We're everywhere podcasts are available for the audio version. We're going to have this out probably by the end of today. Follow us, Matt Men Podcast, BTC Rich, at Andrew Zarian. We'll see you all next time.
MattMen.com.
Take care.
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com. Patreon.com/MattMen Podcast.
Patreon.com/MattMen Podcast. We'll see you at Sturgis.
All right, bye.